This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive studio to great radio stations all across America as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and the bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving. And I'm going to add a group tonight, all of the power company and telephone company workers that are headed to Louisiana, Mississippi, to deal with the situation there. Thank you for all that you're doing. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our brand new website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's up and running right now. All right, joining us from FoundersCode.com, we've got Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Well, in speaking about the Republican National Convention, what really, there were a number of speakers last night, and I'm going to mention the ones that I thought were really, really got people's attention. First of all, Captain Dorn's wife, when she spoke, she had all she could do to stay composed, but she just had a remarkable story to tell about a tremendous man who was assassinated live and in living color on Facebook. That's number one. Number two, Kayla's parents, the hostage who was Baghdadi's play toy apparently for a while, and what happened to her, and the parents really struck a nerve with a bunch of people. And then Alice Johnson, who was given a second chance, and she did a really good job too. And of course, then Politico tried to say something detrimental about her, but it just didn't happen. But that's what I noticed that worked really pretty good for everybody.
Yeah, I agree with those three. The what was particularly interesting about Kyle Mueller's parents was the fact that the Obama-Biden administration never, Obama or Biden never called them.
That's right.
Ever.
That's right.
And they just, you know, whoever they were put in touch with during that whole thing is, oh, we're just trying to do our best, you know, we're doing everything we can. And that clearly was set apart from what the Trump administration did, obviously to the point where they were not only probably invited to speak at the RNC last night,
mm-hmm.
but maybe even asked to speak at the RNC last night. So
yeah.
It's pretty obvious that there was a lot more concern and, you know, human connection coming from the Trump administration to the family than the Obama administration. Now, when it comes to Little Miss Alice, I got to tell you, there isn't a woman who probably exudes more pride, more accomplishment, and more happiness and joy
yeah.
than Alice.
Yeah.
You could just see, you know, down to, with every fiber of her, of you know, the, not only her release and pardon by Trump, but the fact is that she's so committed that she's happy to be doing the work that she's doing on behalf of those that are still in prison and probably shouldn't be,
mm-hmm.
With their long sentences, including hers. It was a first-time drug offense, nonviolent, and she got life plus 25.
Mm-hmm.
Now think about that.
Yeah.
A nonviolent first offender, life plus 25.
Makes no sense.
Joe Biden.
Yeah. Yeah. Still makes no sense. Well, I totally agree with you. And again, the other thing that blew me away was the fact when you talk about Kayla's parents, that they said that no one from the Obama Biden administration.
Remarkable.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that one. I mean, every other, you always hear about the people, you know, the administrations like to say, well, we've reached out to the parents to let them know or this, that, and the other, but not this, not those guys.
You know, the interesting thing is that, you know, Trump has brought home a lot of Americans.
Yeah.
That were in prison, jailed or detained or whatever.
Yep.
In a lot of faraway places. And one thing that really gets forgotten, and I wish that Secretary Pompeo would tell the story again, about the kind of work that the State Department had to do,
mm-hmm.
to get Americans home from crazy corners around the globe because of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was really quite fascinating that happened in Latin America, to the point where the State Department had to hire locals not only on horses but on, like, rowboats to go out and get some Americans that were stranded. You know, they were, you know, doing, you know, various humanitarian work in places. And, you know, there are some stories on bringing Americans home and the charter flights that we did. And we tend to forget some of that. Hello, Kamala Harris with her little snot-nosed pre-buttle yesterday. You know, some of those stories ought to really be told or told again on what work the State Department did.
Gotcha. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, we're coming back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to take us to break, and we'll be right back. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. And let me tell you something, folks. I am using the product Balance of Nature, and I've been using it for going on about 5 months. I had used it originally about, a couple of years ago or thereabouts. And if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, and if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then I got a great idea for you. It's called Balance of Nature and the fruits and veggie capsules they have. Now, for a limited time, you can save 35% at balanceofnature.com on your order. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Now, remember, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com. Take a look at all the stuff they have there, and you can also give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, to save 35% on your order. That's balanceofnature.com, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. So there you go. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Morning.
Did you have something you wanted to talk about we were talking about during the break?
No, I mean, I would just, as we went to break, I was talking about, you know, the epic work that the State Department did was rescuing, you know, Americans and had to repatriate them. Just understand that they you know, Pompeo, at the last report, brought home almost 60,000 people from 69 countries during the pandemic to get them home. And, you know, they were in various parts of the world, including, you know, Peru and up in the, you know, mountains and where roads are closed. I mean, it was really an epic situation. Now, just consider how much work that the Obama-Biden administration would have done or not done in order to repatriate 60,000, 70,000 Americans.
Not much. I'll guarantee you that. Not much. Now, we had a call during the break from one of our folks up in Kentucky, and they were all excited about, well, we hear Pelosi and Meadows talk yesterday about the $2.2 trillion stimulus. When are we going to get that? Well, not so fast. The future is very uncertain. There's no guarantee we're going to get any of it, but there was a conversation. You are right, and that's all I know. Do you know anything else?
No. I mean, they were restarting talks. Now, what does that mean? That they, you know, had a conversation together and agreed to do that, or they scheduled one, or what? We don't know. But I'm going to say it again. There's an awful lot of unspent money out there, and it could be that the unspent money, either coming from the CARES Act or the PPP, you know, since it's not going to be spent and or claimed, that maybe some of the talks is to ask the Congress to, you know, put forth some legislation to reassign that money instead of just spending more someplace else and going further into federal debt.
Now, there was an interesting story that the Navy came out with yesterday, and I heard rumors to this about 2 weeks ago, but it was just rumors. And now the story has come out that they believe the Bahamas Richard assault ship fire was started by an arsonist, and they have a sailor that they're talking to who apparently was in charge of the storage of some of the hazardous material that was stacked in a manner to where if it ever caught fire, it would just take off and go like a rocket ship.
Well, they have a suspect, and they're going to see if this particular suspect may have a reason to be an arsonist.
Mm-hmm.
So we probably need to go slow on this one, but he is apparently being questioned, and this has been confirmed by senior defense officials. They also brought in Navy Criminal Investigation Service, including I think ATF was already part of the investigation while the fire was going on, so they're mm-hmm. still in the mix. But remember, it burned for 4 days. It did, you know, some pretty much structural.
11 of the 14 decks were destroyed, is what I was told.
So anyway, I would say let's kind of go carefully on this one. I mean, the cost to replace it and or fix it, whatever it could be, was, you know, $4 billion. So I find that it's kind of nuts, but it was about to, it was going through a $250 million upgrade anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, let's kind of go slow on this one. I have a feeling that, you know, the ATF is on the scene and so forth and so on.
Now, I got a comment here from one of our listeners, Ken, and Ken is saying, did you hear about retired Army Lieutenant General Brent Kellogg's comments about John Bolton? Yes, I did.
Yes.
And I'll read the exact quote here. The general said that John Bolton lied and nearly started a war with Iran, end of quote.
A couple of them, yeah. And he said, General Kellogg said what several others have said, and that is, if any administration did not pay attention to the suggestions or the methods offered by John Bolton, then he would set about to kind of sabotage an issue, you know, talks or whatever they may be, in order to kind of get his own way. There's been more than one person that has said that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had his own versions of foreign policy. And, you know, some were right and some were not so right. But anyway, yeah, I did hear that.
Okay. And our Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, said that the United States is improving our Pacific alliances and our readiness to counter China. Now, I heard that China has brought in a bunch of ballistic missiles into the South China Sea. Is that true?
Well, I launched two of them.
Okay. All right. So that must be what
I... They did two missiles. No, let me say that again. They launched two test missiles.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not qualified. I should be. I'm sorry, but what they were. But that happened the other day. So anyway, they did. So that's. But we have been building some very interesting things and reinforcing some very interesting things
yeah.
in the South China Sea for
okay.
about the last 3 months anyway.
Yeah, and we did get some news here during the break that Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is resigning because of health reasons. That's I know he's been in the hospital lately getting tests, but what's going on there?
He's actually been in the hospital twice in the last couple of weeks for treatment. And apparently he has what is known, I think, is acute colitis to the point where it's debilitating. So he's had this problem for quite some time, but I think it's gotten substantially worse. So what they're going to do and where they're going to go with this, I don't know. But, yeah, it's a colon colitis problem that is apparently exceptionally acute.
Wow, what a shame. All right. Now, regarding coronavirus, something came out here yesterday. Texas, Florida, California, and New York will not follow the new coronavirus testing plant. I don't know if that's the end of the world, do you?
No, but, you know, let's remember, these governors, we have a federalist system. They can make their own decisions, what they do. So, the federal government can only make recommendations or offer guidance. But, you know, governors are allowed to, you know, make their own policy decisions. And now I will say there's an interesting thing. I was actually going to post an article about this. But the UK Ministry of Medicine, or I think that's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there's quite a lot of public health England and the National Health Service of the UK, they've been doing some studies since SARS, actually, and mm-hmm. they've continued the studies since this outbreak, and they have found, fascinatingly enough, and I'm going to say this completely wrong, but there's a thing called citriodial, which is thing for bugs, you keep bugs away from you,
mm-hmm.
that may be effective in a treatment against catching COVID-19.
Okay. Alrighty, well, we'll talk to you on the weekend show, so have yourself a great day in the mountaintop.
Yes, sir.
Alright, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out all the great articles that she writes, and you'll be glad you did. I'll be right back with more and a special edition of our military report. Don't go anywhere.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump spoke at the Republican convention accepting the nomination for president.
My fellow Americans, tonight with a heart full of gratitude and boundless optimism, I profoundly accept this nomination for president of the United States.
And the president also invited Democrats, independents, and anyone else who wanted to join his campaign.
The Republican Party the party of Abraham Lincoln, goes forward united, determined, and ready to welcome millions of Democrats, independents, and anyone who believes in the greatness of America and the righteous heart of the American people.
In his acceptance speech, the president spoke on Second Amendment rights, school choice, law and order, bringing troops home, and freedom of speech. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Alrighty, in this special edition of the Veterans News and Report that we do at this hour is being brought to you, of course, by the National Aviation Academy. Bo was in the studio yesterday, and you can find out more about them by going to the website, naa.edu. And remember to schedule a tour by calling them at 800-659-2080. Schedule a tour. Find out what they're all about. Well, joining me right now from the Concerned Veterans for America, he's the Florida Coalition Director. We've got Jimmy T. Smith. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, Captain. Appreciate you having me on today.
Yes, sir. Now, the reason that you and I are talking right now is because you guys are going to have all around the country a virtual 5K run, which is a website's involved in this called EndEndlessWars5K.com. Now, Concerned Veterans for America is kind of following the message that the president's got, and he mentioned it again in his speech last night about ending the endless wars that are out there and bringing the troops home from overseas. So you've got something going on all across the country, and it's going to be this weekend. So tell us about it.
Absolutely. The virtual 5K to end endless wars is basically a way for every single citizen who supports this message of bringing the troops back home from Afghanistan and ending that almost 20-year war, for them to participate. And since it's virtual with COVID and everything, what we're going to do is please go to the website, sign up, but then also when you go out and you do your 5K, now this can be done at any time because it's virtual, from Friday to Monday this weekend, and you simply go out, you walk, you take a picture of yourself walking and hashtag yourself with hashtag Endless Wars. And this will allow us to show the president and show everybody across America that it's time to bring them back home. Almost 20 years, over $2 trillion. It's time to end the war in Afghanistan, bring them home, and this is, gives everybody a chance to participate.
Well, the president said $2.5 trillion is the number I heard. I heard him say it last night, and he was talking about just that. And, of course, the situation we have is, and there's been so much of this green-on-blue stuff, you know, them going after us and us going after them and not really knowing who your friend is and who your enemy is, that sort of thing when you're talking about the Afghan military, because they got infiltrated and a lot of craziness has gone on there. I don't need to tell you. You probably already know that.
Well, think about that, Captain. You have a military force that's been over there now for almost 20 years. We fed them, we build all kinds of different things for them, we participated in their communities and tried to help out the country. And basically, we get the message loud and clear, they don't want us there. They right. want us to leave. And there is no mission, there is no end state. Matter of fact, the worst thing was that Congresswoman Cheney had filed an amendment to the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, to basically put up barriers to bringing the troops back home. The barriers that say, well, you have to make sure that you can certify that there's no longer going to be terrorist organizations in Afghanistan when you leave. Yet in Iran, it spent over $700 million in other areas, specifically Africa, over the last couple of years. And Africa now has the most violent and vicious terrorist organization.
You bet.
Why are we spending $50 or $45 billion a year on average in Afghanistan if the fight has now moved to Africa?
Yeah, Boko Haram is the dreaded force down there in Africa, and they seem to be spreading out all over the area.
Absolutely, Captain. That's the thing. Our foreign policy at CBA isn't an anti-war, anti-military in any way, shape, or form. We're realistic in the form of wanting to make sure our forces are used at the right time, the right way, and then brought home.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, you know, we went through this in Vietnam. We were there for a number of years, and we left under less than fantastic conditions. We had the Tet Offensive in 68, which kind of changed a lot of things. And anybody that was there during that can tell you that that's when the tide probably turned. But until then, I mean, they just couldn't beat us. I mean, their military, their Viet Cong and their NBA, they could not beat us. They might have won the war, so to speak, but we won the battles.
Well, exactly. That's it. You know, the servicemen and women who have been over to Afghanistan have done the service after them. I mean, par excellence. They have really done a great job. Even when you see, like, the Afghan papers where they were poorly led and money is wasted and all those things, the servicemen and women don't complain. They get put in their planes, they fly over there, they do what they have to do, and they come back home. And that's one of those things where we really need to just go ahead and pull the plug on this, so to speak, and this support the president's effort. So anybody who wants to do that can do the 5K this weekend. I'll be down in Tampa at the Ballard Park, and we're going to meet there around 9 o'clock. We're socially distancing, and then we're just going to go ahead and do our 5K walk up Bayshore Drive right outside MacDill.
Yeah, and people know where that is, I'm sure, that are listening to us here in the Tampa area. But you can do this anywhere in the country. And it says here you've got 3,000 registrants across the country and counting. This is going to be this weekend, August the 28th to August the 30th. The website to find out more is endendlesswars5k.com. And this is being done to raise awareness and bring our message to all the new audiences that are out there. And, of course, you people across the country that are listening to us. The larger effort, of course, is to support the president in his effort now to do exactly what it is that you guys or gals are up to.
Absolutely, and that's the thing. Everybody can participate. You can run, you can walk, you can bike. We don't care how you're doing it. Get out there and send a message that you support the president's efforts to end this endless war. It's simple. Use your hashtag, post it on your social media, and we would love to see 5,000 people participate this year for the 5K. 5K for 5K on the Endless War. So that's our goal of talking to you and others, is to get the message out and allow them to participate and support the president's effort.
And you told me something about if they got Facebook or social media, you wanted to maybe put something up there about it, take a picture of themselves and hashtag it with, what is it, Endless Wars? Is that what you wanted?
Absolutely. So in today's world, social media is the form of communication everybody uses. So if they would simply get a picture of themselves, a selfie or whatever, out there walking and simply hashtag it, hashtag Endless Wars, on either their Twitter accounts or on their Facebook accounts or Instagram or whatever they're using, have them use that, and that tells all their friends that they truly support ending endless wars. And that's how we spread the message on a grassroots level, and that's where the real power, the forgotten man kind of aspect the president supports, that's where truly that message gets carried.
Mm-hmm. Now, very quickly here, we got about a minute left here. In about 30 seconds, tell us about Concerned Veterans for America. I'm familiar with the organization, but some people might not be.
Well, Concerned Veterans for America is a policy organization that works at the national level. We're not a service organization. We're not the VFWs and American Legions. We fight for things like making sure that veterans have health care choice. We fight for the fact that we want to end the endless wars. We also fight to make sure that our future and our prosperity is not wasted by politicians at the national level. You know, our families fought to defend freedom and prosperity, and we need to make sure we have that going forward.
And your group was very much solidly behind the Veterans Choice Act that was passed.
Absolutely, and that was mentioned by, I believe, the vice president in his speech, and actually demonstrated by the veterans who spoke that day. And basically it says, we now have more veterans getting more care than ever before. The president signed it into law. It is effective, and CVA is proud to have pushed very hard on that.
Yeah, and that's why these people that are trying to tear up our cities and whatnot, if they come out in the suburbs, they got to remember we got a whole bunch of veterans out there that know how to handle themselves.
God bless the veterans. I'm proud to be one, and yes, you're right. We do know how to handle ourselves.
All right. Well, again, Jimmy T. Smith, Concerned Veterans for America, Florida Coalition Director. The website is endendlesswars5k.com. This is a virtual 5K run that can be done over the weekend, August the 28th through the 30th here. And send something, check it out on the website, and you can do your social media thing, and you can participate if you're in Tampa over at MacDill. Or wherever it is that you want to do it at, anywhere around the country.
Absolutely. And if they want to find me, they can find me at jsmith or email me at jsmith@cv4a.org.
All right, and I thank you very much, Jimmy, and we look forward to hearing a full report of what it is you got going on there. I can't wait to hear what Rick made out doing there.
God bless you, Captain. Hello.
Thank you. All right, thank you, my friend, and thanks for your service to America. Okay, that's Jimmy T. Smith, Concerned Veterans for America, 20-year veteran of the military himself. All right, I'm coming right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be right with us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce on AM 860.
Yeah, buddy, and
the
that's
answer.
Our good friend, Donna Fiducia. So there you go. And remember, Donna Fiducia is... doing quite a job there these days up there at the Double D Horse Ranch. Now, if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then I got a great idea for you. It's something I've been taking for going on about 4 months now, working on my fifth month. It's called Balance of Nature, and I'm taking a product called their Fruits and Veggies, and it's working for me. My blood pressure has gone down to a point to where I don't need to take blood pressure medication anymore. I've lost a bunch of weight because I'm not eating snacks in the middle of the night, because I'm not hungry, and it's because of what I'm doing here. I'm loading myself up with the Balance of Nature with the fruits and veggies, and it just you're just not hungry. So for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com, and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Now, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com, and tell them the captain sent you. All right, the watchdog on Wall Street is here, Chris Markowski. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, and I think the president should be doing pretty good, and I know you and I are both going to sit here and wait to see what the bounce is going to be from the convention, and I'm going to tell you something. While Joe Biden got zero bounce, I'll bet the farm right now that Donald Trump gets at least 5 points.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. I think that they did a really, really good job with the overall convention, the speakers that they brought out. It was a lot of uplifting stories, great stories about, you know, overcoming odds. People that were redeemed from various different low points in their life and showing what America is all about and how you can come back. And, yeah, I thought there was a good juxtaposition from the DNC, which was, you know, gloom and doom, we're all going to die.
Now, I don't know who the Democrats had produced their convention and all that stuff. I don't really care. But these guys that produced this Republican convention, they were Donald Trump's producers from these reality shows, The Apprentice and the other one he had. And they did a fantastic job.
Yeah, it came off really nice. It really did. It's almost like the amateurs versus the professionals. Based upon the way it was put together, it really was kind of it was great. I mean, the DNC was definitely amateur hour.
Well, what got my attention was, of course, the people that they had speaking. And last night, your heartstrings had to be tugged almost to the floor because the widow of Captain Dorn spoke, and she had all she could do to keep it together. And then, of course, you had Kayla Mueller's parents that were there. And when he stood there, the father stood there holding up the picture of the daughter while the wife was talking. It was just like, I'm going, wow, unbelievable. And then you had Alice Johnson, the one that was given the second chance. And it was a shame that Politico had to be the animals that they are, and they just put out one of these tweets that sounded more racial than anything else. But, you know, those were they really did a great job, I thought.
Hey, listen, anybody that's going to look at it through, you know, you want to take your glasses off and put your biases away, you're going to say that they did a much, much better job. I could go back to, you know, Mitt Romney versus Obama, and, you know, Obama's and the DNC was much, much better than the RNC's that was actually in Tampa at that point in time. This time, there was no comparison whatsoever. The Republicans ran a much, much better convention.
Now, what did you think about the aftermath out in the streets? I did not realize there was a crowd outside of the White House protesting and trying to make as much noise as they could to interfere with what was going on inside. I didn't hear them at all until they actually went outside. And then, of course, I did see what they were trying to do, and they were trying to definitely be unruly. They were actually making an attempt to try to set fire to that little church out there against St. John's. That didn't happen. Police wouldn't let them. And then eventually they got rowdy with the members of the RNC that were leaving the White House, getting on their buses. They were banging on the buses and all that sort of stuff, which probably created a little bit of interest inside the buses, I'm guessing. But then, did you see him go up against Rand Paul and try to interfere with him, yelling names and calling, uttering profanities and all that?
Yeah, Rand Paul and his wife, they went after him. The police stepped in, and you know, Rand Paul said that his life was saved. Based upon what was going on. And, you know, and the funny thing is that, you know, Rand Paul, being the libertarian that he is, he has been very, very forceful in regards to limitations on police. He actually, there was a no-knock warrant law that he pushed forward in regards to the Breonna Taylor situation. So these people that are out there in the streets, they don't know what the hell they're protesting. They don't know who the hell they're yelling at. They just rabble-rousers with nothing else better to do with their time.
No, and they came up, and there were some people that were within, I'd say, 6 feet of him, but the cops got in there real quick and got a buffer zone going and got him into his hotel safely.
Yeah, again, you know, at some point in time, you know, we've got to put a stop to this. I don't know when these animals and idiots are going to stop. It doesn't look like anytime soon.
No, and that's going to be the demise of the Democratic Party, because people are just not buying this. Chris, I get a bunch of emails every day, and I got several hundred emails yesterday from of people that were identifying themselves as being either police officers, current, retired, or relatives or whatnot, and they were thanking me for standing up and supporting the police, and they were telling me, many of these people are telling me, we've been lifelong Democrats, and we are not voting Democrat this year. We are voting for Donald Trump because he supports the police.
Oh, you know, absolutely. I mean, I'm still shocked by the National Firefighters Union and how they didn't jump on board. But, you know,
That's Howard Schaefberger, and Howard Schaefberger bleeds blue blood. That's all I can say. Yeah. He's a Democrat through and through.
Well, listen, you know, if you're a first responder, you watch to see what's going on. I don't know how you could vote any other way. The attacks that the police department's been coming under, what they've had to deal with, how they've been, you know, pushed back, shut down, it's terrible.
And it's not the locals, because the locals know that the firefighters and the EMTs are next after the police. And when they start defunding the cops, next thing they're going to do is go after the fire department just simply because they can.
Yeah, and again, you know, they're not gonna distinguish between firefighters and police officers. They're just gonna attack anything just to attack. They'll just attack you in the streets nowadays if you're sitting down in a restaurant, or they don't like the color of your skin. And that's
now,
just the way it is right now.
Now, our friend John Zogby, who used to teach at the University College of Syracuse University down in Utica, our friend John Zogby has come up with a new poll that shows the president's approval rating at 52%.
Yeah, I saw that poll. It was yesterday, the day before. I'm not sure which day, and I saw it was pretty interesting. To see what the approval rating is. Again, it doesn't jive with these national polls and then the mainstream media has been putting out.
Mm-hmm. No. And by the way, here's one last one for you. Did you see where the medical examiner up in Minnesota came out with his final report and said George Floyd had a fatal level of fentanyl in his system, but he didn't go so far as to say that's what killed him, although it could have contributed to the problems he was having by not being able to breathe without the cops being anywhere near him to begin with. Remember, he was going around, I can't breathe.
Yeah, listen, I even with that being said, you know, that he's having too much drugs in his system, again, whether or not he's going to die from it or he's not going to die from it, we don't know.
Nope.
The police, you know, obviously went a little bit too far, a lot of it too far in that situation. Doesn't, you know, really change anything in regards to what they did. However, you know, I'm looking right now at other instances around the country where, you know, you're taking a look at what happened in Wisconsin with the 17-year-old and, he was charged, got six counts, if I'm not mistaken.
Two first-degree murder charges.
But he's got a big-time lawyer coming in.
Yep, he does.
The guy who was actually defended Richard Jewell.
Yep.
And also the Covington Catholic student, Nick Sandman.
Yeah. Well, they believe that he's got a video to prove that he was actually the one that was attacked and he was defending himself. But we'll see.
I mean, it's out there. I've seen the video. I mean, it's out there. Yeah, he was defending himself.
Well, I got the music coming up in my ear, so I'm going to let you go, and I will remind everybody we'll talk to you again on Monday morning, so have yourself a great weekend up there in the good old New York.
You got it. Have a good one.
Actually, Long Island. I keep saying New York, but he's close enough to New York, you know, who knows the difference, right? But he is in Long Island, so I'll give him that one. And he's not very far away from my cousin who lives in Huntington, Long Island, who retired as the superintendent of schools there. All right, well, we're coming back. Frank Silvato will be with us from the Underground USA group. And don't forget, this is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.